This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Anna, you ever fart?
No.
I mean, I'm talking about rippers. Like,
no. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Every day?
Yeah. A lot. Now, listen. Do any of you guys fart in front of your girls or not?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Does she fart back, Lemmy?
No. I've always asked almost every girl I've ever dated, will you fart back?
Oh.
Just to prove that you're cool. And they're like, I don't know.
When I fart to you, will you fart back?
When I fart to you, you fart back. I fart to you and you fart back.
Has that ever happened to you, Bubba?
Yeah.
They fart back?
A couple of them have.
What do you do?
Be like, you're cool.
Yeah, the cool ones do.
Yeah, like, you're cool.
You're cool.
Like, I mean, you know, you're a cool bitch if you'll fart. Be like, hey, you know what?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's gross, but it is kind of cool, I guess.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
If you're on that level with your girl,
right.
You can be like, hey, honey, what? And then she goes, well, guess what?
Yeah.
You know, because girls don't have near the pressure we do. We got big pressure. Hey, Seth.
A lot of chicks can burp really.
Now that you fixed your butthole, has it changed your farts at all?
It's like a trumpet now.
No, but like, I mean, has it gone, like, now that it's all fixed and tight, it's like, or is it still, like, can you describe your fart? Hey, listen, we all can give you probably a pretty good, you know, a pretty good sounding of what our farts, what your
own
farts.
Yeah, but they're always different.
Yeah, but like, here's mine. Like, I got, mine's like that.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. Lemmy, you do yours. Your area has been traumatized. So yours is just probably like.
I got a little. I got big cheeks.
Your area down there is just like, oh, God.
There's no elasticity left.
It's all wallered out.
We've been wallered out, man. You know, Mike's still like.
Guys are tight.
Yeah.
Lemmy's like a poof.
Yeah, Lemmy's just like a. I mean, you can have all the gas in the world, but Lemmy's would be.
It just seeps out.
Seth, what it's are yours farting. Like? Be honest. Don't lie, please.
Please don't lie.
Seth, what are yours like? Are you blitzing me right now?
No.
When you don't like the topic, you just shut up?
No, no.
Then you play head games within myself?
No. Hello.
It's a witch? You got witch farts?
It's British.
You got a British?
It's like, hi.
You got Princess Diana farts?
No, it's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
You got Mrs. Doubtfire? You got Robin?
It's very embarrassing. It took a lot for me to admit that on the show, but yes, it's true.
Well, I mean, Anna, what are yours? Yours are probably super duper duper. Like,
oh my God.
Here's what I'm thinking yours is.
Oh God.
Real uptight and bitchy. Like, that's what you're.
It's like Building 7 falling down.
Yeah. It's a real uptight, bitchy fire right here. Ready? Hey, can't you ask Alexa to play Girls Farts and she will?
Yeah.
I think that's like one of the ribs.
Yeah, Alexa has a lot of fart sounds.
Hey, Alexa, can you play Girls Farts, please?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Shadowlane.com, women can't fart.
What? fake news.
Yeah. Hey, Alexa. Fake news, bitch. Everybody farts. Men, women,
if you just
animals.
Say Alexa farts, I'll do it.
I'd rather not answer that.
Alexa, fart.
That's Anna.
Asking me for a lovely fart. Or say random.
Random.
That was a wet one.
That was a pushing hard one.
Oh, she even
Try
tells you.
Asking me for a pooey fart. Or say random.
Random.
That was a tiny one.
She
Try
gets feedback.
Asking me for a lovely fart. Or say random.
Give me a lovely fart.
Here comes a lovely fart.
That was, she
Try asking me for a difficult fart. Or say
Jesus,
random.
Jesus, you're just getting me in a click hole now, bitch. I know what you're doing, Tim. You got me in a fart vortex. Now you're going to play some advertising.
You're in an Alexa fart vortex.
I'm an Alexa fart vortex. Give me a difficult fart, please. Hello? Difficult fart. Coming up.
Hey, what fart would you like?
I told you I want a difficult fart. The one you suggested. Bitch.
That was a silent one. Try asking me for a long and squeaky fart.
You can't
or say random.
You can't say silent ones when we're on an audio medium, Alexa. Bitch, give me a long, lengthy, difficult, squeaky-sounding musketeer on a Hummel fart right now. You're fired, bitch. Oh.
That was a funny one.
Okay.
Ask me how to unlock extreme farts.
Oh, she wants you to unlock extreme farts for $3.99.
How much does it cost to unlock extreme farts? How much? She better not charge me.
Three. Engine starting one. Shall I play another fart sound?
No.
Okay, just say cancel. If you have had enough farting for the day,
she won't let you go. Cancel the farts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com, use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. Don't try to screw me over on this 5K redemption. I heard. I can feel you posturing, not having the shoes.
He needs a size 14 Brooks.
Size 14, yippee-yo.
He needs a headband.
I just saw you. What shoes did you wear when you and Stone Joey Logano were playing basketball?
Oh, those are wrecked.
They're what?
They're wrecked.
They're wrecked.
They're wrecked. They're my old A6. I blew them out. Oh, I'm stretching.
How convenient.
Lummy, here's the deal. Tomorrow's Lummy's 5K redemption. If you make it in 30 minutes or less, it's $100.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Not a chance.
How many minutes?
30.
That's less than 10 a mile because it's over 3 miles.
I know. A good athlete can run about 6 to 7 minute miles.
A good athlete.
Yeah, but we're talking about Lummy.
Okay.
Even Anna can't run that.
I could run probably 7:30.
Sure you can.
Hold on. You want to run with him?
With him or like...
For the same type of incentive?
Yeah.
So $100 if you do it in 30 minutes or less. You think you could do that?
Are you gonna
maybe.
Are you going to get mad if you have to give her $100?
No, but I'll put the money aside, bitch.
Okay.
I'll put the money in a little hopper. Like, you know, here, no emotions attached. So, I mean...
I do it through... What, is there anything else?
Oh, you got to remember, Bubba, she goes jogging like
shut
just about
up,
every day.
Dude.
Oh, sorry. I mean, she can't run. Have you seen
but
her?
You also have to remember, Anna, that it's going to be live on YouTube. So, like, I know that you're probably going to end up getting the money, but I'm also going to get the content of your little ass running.
Okay.
Looks like I'll be all alone.
I was going to say, who are we gonna cover?
Exactly. I'm gone.
I don't know if it's that easy money just because, you know, I'm sure where Anna normally runs, it's a park. I mean, she's got to cross streets.
Yeah,
and all,
what about like, traffic and
doesn't
stuff?
Doesn't matter. You still got to do it.
We're going to have police escort.
You got to make up for your time at the crosswalks.
Yeah, you got to keep running in place.
I mean, these are like 2 minute crosswalks that they have here.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, that's the way you play, kid. You got to make up your mind.
Okay, so what about, is there any more if I get it under like 20, like 25 or something?
Hold on now. How about this? How about we go to a track?
Oh, that's boring.
Like a you know, a high school track. You know, 4 laps is a mile.
Bubba, you really want that high school aspect of this.
Oh.
I say we just go and we start at Ray J and let it eat since that's who the bucket is.
I think we should just get on 275 and take up a lane.
Yeah.
With all of our support vehicles?
Yeah
right at 5 o'clock.
Don't you need just one of those wide load signs and you could pretty much do whatever you want on the highway?
I think so.
But we got to determine as to who's driving what. I'm going to be on the moped.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be the guy with the recorder.
Well, but you also said you're going to be live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so Blitz, here's the deal. I'll be live from my phone, then I'll give you the GoPro.
I'll be in the truck.
And you can have a different perspective, you know, like a different, it won't be live, but we'll have some good, you know, some good footage.
Okay.
And let me, I'll be live. And Anna, here's the deal. You may just take off.
Yeah,
like I may not be able to. But what I can do is I can say, okay, Lummy, you keep running. I'm going to go up and catch Anna. Then I drum.
But I mean, is someone going to time me? Like, because I feel like if I tell you my time, you'll just be like, no.
You said you were 7:30.
No, I know, but I'm saying like...
If she makes it under 30 minutes.
If I make it under 30 minutes and
I'm... We're going to have the route. We're going
to
have...
Do I need to FaceTime somebody like as soon as I arrive? And
no,
then...
I'll come ahead.
Okay.
Like I'll say, hey, Blitz, you stay with Lummy.
Okay.
As, you know, in whatever vehicle you're driving.
Yep.
And I'm going to go ahead and pace Anna.
This isn't fair. This is like having a running back so you can run 100 yards, and then you get the lineman.
Well,
so you
can
run 100 yards, too.
But hold on, let me. It doesn't matter what she does. Like
you,
yeah, that's,
you
that,
could
that
also
that
get
$100.
Affect,
yeah, that doesn't affect you at all.
You won't, but you could also get $100,
you're not,
too.
But yeah, you're not racing her.
But let me, hold on. At 35
racing
minutes,
the clock.
35 minutes is $50. And then 40 minutes, let me, is $25. So I know you're going to make it in 40 minutes.
What's an hour?
$1.
Well, no, it's just it's
and if and if it goes in reverse after 1 hour,
you have
start
to pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to pay BR.
I bite the pillow.
I want to get dirty. What?
So this is the smart car, Lummy, will stay with you the entire time.
Who's driving that?
I don't know.
Seth.
He'll mess it up.
Seth will hit me.
Well, if we put the BR in the BRP
maybe
pace
I'll get,
car in,
maybe
it.
I'll get Tyler.
Okay, because the BRM pace car is manual. I don't think Seth can drive that.
No, he can't.
I'll give it a whirl.
No.
Come on, SpongeBob.
Seth might be nuts to butt with me and be my camera guy.
I'd rather do that.
Oh, he could be turned backwards.
I'd rather do that.
Like the camera guys do on those?
Yeah, like they do on the Tour de France where the guy's backwards.
Can you just not sweat so much tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I'll try.
Your back's always so sweaty.
Here's what we can do. We'll put Bubba on it, and then Seth backwards, and we'll tie you guys together so Seth doesn't fall off.
We'll put like a belt on us.
Yeah.
Can we put a
I'll bring some bungee cords.
Bungee cord me and Seth. Seth, you'll be facing the other way. We'll be butts to butts.
That's fine. As long as
we'll be live on my YouTube channel with my phone.
All right. If we're bungee together, though, we're going to be really, really squeeze close back to back. So let's, can we put a towel in between our backs so I don't have to absorb your back sweat? I love proctals. That's not true.
Men are always better.
That's not true either.
So, Seth.
Yes, sir.
What's the big deal? I don't sweat that much.
Bubba, it's always when I get like halfway through, I'm like, oh my God, why did I agree to do this? The man's so sweaty.
Do you want me to get a towel to put between us?
That's what I would like, yeah.
Like a beach towel?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be a fun scene.
It's not a big deal.
No, not at all.
So, we'll be butts to butts.
Are you really? Are you guys
camera guy?
Are you really bungeeing me in? I would trust Blitz to bungee me in. I don't know if you guys are joking or not.
No, we probably need to bungee ourselves in.
How about a ratchet strap?
Do we need to put a helmet on Seth? Do you like one of the Corky helmets?
Yes.
All right, let's get a helmet for him. I got one of my race helmets right here.
Yeah, we're okay. If we're going out on Dale Mabry, I need a real helmet.
Lummy, is my Mopar Miller Lite helmet around here somewhere? I thought it was right around here.
Isn't it in the green room?
I don't know. We'll find you a professional, race helmet.
That's so cool.
How about the helmet Tyler wore as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
It's in the
that fits Seth's head.
Lummy, go get the Tyler, when Tyler was five, helmet to see if Seth, because Seth's got a small little peanut on him.
No, I don't. I have a pumpkin head. I've been called pumpkin head my whole life.
All right, we're going to try here, okay?
This is a joke. You're just going to look like a yarmulke on me.
No, it's not going to look like a yarmulke on you, buddy. What if it fits you? And now you got a full-blown...
What if it gets on you and then we can't get it off and cut it off you?
We won't cut that thing off. It's going to Tony Stewart's helmet collection.
Oh, man.
Where it's supposed to be going. So this is the way it's going to be.
How did I get roped into this?
Blitz, you're driving the Bubba Raceway parked
truck. Oh, come on, Bubba.
What, Seth?
This thing?
Try to put it on. Why is everything so negative? Why can't you
Because I know the truth.
Oh, that thing fits.
The helmet is the same size as his head.
Well, I put it
on. Think skinny and push.
Suck in.
Up, it's my head.
Wear it like that. Now you got two heads.
I'm pushing
it double,
down.
You're double headed. You're double headed. It's a head on top of a head.
Bad head.
Look at that. Now take your hat. See if it'll sit up there without your hands on it, buddy. Yeah. See if it'll sit up there like
if you're
double headed.
Yeah, it does.
You look good.
See. That's as far as it goes.
Is that for a kid?
Yeah,
my daughter was five.
Okay. I'm sorry. I called you fathead.
Double headed.
Yeah, that's just a, yeah.
Just getting played headed.
That looks cool. Seth, let me take it off immediately.
You look like a warrior.
I don't want to hurt my champ.
I'm dead.
Anna said you look like a warrior. She got all hot on the deal.
Yeah, I got hot on the deal.
You look like a warrior.
Now, if I get under 25, can I get a $150?
No, you're pushing it.
No.
Okay. All right, then I will. Okay.
So here's the levels. Now, Lummy, this is for you too. Write these down. Lummy, get your spiral note. Get your 16 candles spiral notebook out. Okay?
Am I back on Drew Garabo's show? Who am I right now? why are we taking more calls?
Get your trapper.
Where's all the calls?
Get your yacht rock coming up.
Start giving the number out every 3 seconds.
Yeah, where's all the calls, man?
Lummy, get out your Trapper John. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is for you and Anna, okay? And if it's 30 minutes or less, it's $100. 35 minutes is $50. Now, if you're 32.50, that's the 35 mark. It's got to be 30 or less. So 30. She looks like a Martian on there. Look at her.
Ow, it squeezed me.
she almost got it.
She's got it.
Well, she's ready to race.
Anna, you got to wear that. You got to wear that while you're running.
No.
Yes.
I can't.
So, Lummy, 0 to 30 minutes is 100. 30 minutes in 1 second to 34 minutes and 99 seconds and a bitch ain't one.
You mean 59 seconds?
Yeah. is $50. And 3501 to 3959 is 25. Anything over 40, you get nothing.
Yeah, Ashley already texted me, said there's no way I'm running under 40, so I got confidence here.
If I can run a 10K faster than he can run a 5K, can I make 200?
Oh, Jesus. He already shut you down at 150.
Oh, so how about this? How about we
How
take
can
you,
I make more money on this deal?
Okay, we got it. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Talk to me.
So if If a 5K is 3.3 miles.
It's 3.1.
Okay.
I screwed it up.
3.1.
Yeah.
And a 10K, I'm 6.2. Assuming 6.2.
Correct.
Then we take you out 6.2 miles.
Okay.
And we take Lummy out.
Well, no, she has to start here. We need more people, but she could start here, run to the stadium, and come back and still beat Lummy here.
Well, that or we just take her 6.2 miles out and we start at the same time and see if she beats Lummy across the the starting line. Right?
We could do that.
So Anna, we take you 6.2 miles, wherever that is. That'd probably be up there by like...
We need a whole another set of cameras.
Golden Egglayer does have an idea. Maybe instead of doing the 10K, would you do the 5K? And Bubba, would you pay her $150 if she wore a bikini while she was jogging?
Oh, stop. That's not.
I'm not. It's not a sexual thing.
Well, I mean, it's a Golden Egglayer. The Golden Egglayer is a fine man, and he threw it out there.
Anna, are you glad of my response on that? No.
Yes, because you already know the answer.
Right. You've conditioned me well.
Thank you.
You've somewhat Stockholmed me.
I was just about to say Stockholm.
You've Stockholmed me. You've Jewish Stockholmed me, whatever that means.
Oy vey.
Okay, Stockholm isn't Stockholm in Germany?
It's Sweden. It's the Sweden. Capital of Sweden.
All right, well, is Berlin?
Correct.
Or really, it'd be Israel. It'd be Israel,
so
actually.
Jerusalem? Yeah,
so you're just Jerusalem to me.
Okay.
I'm Jerusalem to by you. When a Jewish person gets you, like, conditioned to always say it their way, then I'm Jerusalemed.
Nice.
That means you're Stockholmed, right, buddy?
I'm Stockholm, Sweden.
So, Blitz, here's what we do. Is I get with Anna. I'm at 6.2 with Anna. You're at the 3.1 mark.
Okay.
Lummy, Blitz, and I'm live on YouTube, and I'd be like, okay, Blitz, and you're watching YouTube, and you're like, ready, okay, we're going. We're leaving. You guys leave, and I leave.
Can I fire my pistol off when we start?
Yeah.
Just ask.
The bad thing about it is your pistol's real. It's not a starter's pistol.
I got one of those, too.
All right, sure. You fire off your starter's pistol, and we both leave. Now, I'm live on YouTube. And Lummy, I'll get going. I mean, Blitz, I'll get going with Anna a little bit. Then I'll be like, hey, Anna, I know the route. So I zip ahead and go see where Lummy is, hang out with Lummy a little bit, then zip back to Anna, and then just keep zipping back and forth. Like, I'm the chase / support vehicle. I'm the live vehicle, so that means I have to go back and forth between the two. Can anybody think of a better logistical way to do this? Because I'm all ears for doing it differently.
I think the whole Anna thing just seems like we're really forcing it in there when it was really just about if Lummy could do the.
Yeah, because Lummy's
we're really, adding to it.
Lummy cheated us out of the 5K deal,
but now it feels like we're doing all these different things to work in Anna.
I think Seth said where you used to be about Lummy, and now we're making it about Anna, and Anna isn't near as popular.
I'm just a kicker, you know. Just a side piece.
I'm just saying you're talking about how to make it logistic. Now we got Anna's running 6 miles and Lummy's running three.
She would basically have to start if we got her on Himes almost all the way to Waters.
All right, so she doesn't have to. She doesn't get to wear headphones either, right?
No, she doesn't wear no headphones. No, okay. You guys are completely the same. Shoes.
Are you saying you got a chance now, Lummy?
No, I don't have headphones. Yes, I actually think that. Yes, there, Blitz. Thank you, Blitz.
Or do we make it a 2-day deal, and we do it once? Yeah, but see, it's not a redemption for Anna. Didn't cheat anybody out of a medal.
I can if you want me to.
Nah,
I'll steal Lummy's.
She's just trying to cheat you out of some extra money.
Blitz, let's do this. Let's throw it over to chat, and the question be. Should Anna participate in the Lummy 5K redemption? Like, do you want Anna involved or not?
I think if she doesn't beat me, she doesn't get anything then.
What do you mean?
If she doesn't beat me, because, you know, she's cocky on this running and says I'm fat,
so do we
lazy.
Take winner takes all?
I never said you were lazy.
I'm not even saying winner takes all. I could be trying to save you money, Spongo.
Here it is, Bubba.
Pretty much, if she doesn't beat me doing her 6.2, then she doesn't get $100 no matter what she runs.
Over to you, Seth Kushner, for her. Here it is.
Double or nothing.
Here it is right here. They do it together. Anna has to motivate Lummy. They have to get back here in 40 minutes or nobody gets any money.
Well, Lummy will make it in 40.
No way.
So she's the coach.
She's the trainer. She's tied into Lummy.
No.
So listen, Anna, you got to pace.
40, hold on. 3.1. Let me look at him.
And then
way he's running 13-minute. 12.9? Running 12.9.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to run it in 13 just to screw you out of some money now.
I'm just saying if you had them.
Lummy,
running at all.
See how your vindictive heart is, Lummy?
She was mean to me. She's going to be fat.
I'm not calling you fat, but I have eyeballs. Come on.
All right, hold on. On a run in the Lummi 5K. She does a 5K against Lum. Run a 10K, no involvement.
Oh, it's tight. Let's go. Run a 10K.
She does a 5K against him. She runs a 10K, or there's no involvement. Well, it's looking like the no involvement doesn't have a chance. So the bitch has penciled herself in on this deal.
Did you vote?
Did I vote?
She doesn't have a Twitch account. She doesn't care. No.
Bubba, you don't have a Twitch. Hold on. She has one.
I do have a Twitch account. I do.
That's like working at Steak and Shake and going to McDonald's.
I'm not going anywhere else. I'm here. I'm on Twitch. I'm looking at the Twitch screen.
But you don't have your own channel. I mean, you don't have your own. You don't.
Yeah, I do. I got it at the beginning, and maybe I forgot what the login was.
You don't even subscribe to us every month.
Nope. Missing out on one subscription.
And I think you have. Do you have Amazon Prime?
I did. I canceled it. Didn't use it.
Looking like she's going to run a 10K. Just logistically. Do we make it so that she has to beat Lummi in order to get the money?
Yep, I think that's it.
And I think that's it, too.
She's confident, but I won't let you down.
And I'm going to do, like, it's going to be like $100 to the winner.
All right!
$100 to the winner. Like, that's just cut and dry. Like, it's not these levels or nothing. $100 to the person that wins. Anna will be running.
Anna talked herself out of getting $100 for 5K, and now she's got to do 10K for 100.
She wanted that 150.
Wait, do I win?
No, she wanted it was 200 for 10K.
That's right.
She's a great negotiator.
So it's $100, but and I have to be Lummi?
Yep.
And you're doing 10K.
I asked if I did 10, then I could do 200.
Just be careful what you ask for. Be careful when you open up your hole.
I pushed too hard.
Yeah, you pushed. Story of your life. You pushed too hard. Your hole got you in trouble.
Should have been happy with that 100.
Yeah.
So here's how we're going to do it, Lummi.
We're going to map out
6.2 miles. We're going to map out 3.1. I'm going to be live on YouTube, and Blitz is going to be with you. I'm going to be with Anna on a moped. And we're going to say, go. I'll be live on YouTube. And then after I get her going a little bit, then I'm going to zip ahead and see where Lummi is. Hang out with you a little bit, then zip back to her and just keep zipping back and forth live between you two. While Blitz stays with you. And then Blitz, we probably need to have Tyler or whoever's driving the smart car stay with her.
Yeah.
Make sure no shortcuts.
No shortcuts and for safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that nobody hits you. And so that's what we're doing.
Oh, I can't wait.
Seth, will you drive the smart car?
Yeah.
For real?
For sure.
Seth Kushner drives the smart car, and he doesn't like Anna, and he's getting... Seth, you can have your megaphone, and you can be like, I'm just telling you right now, you dumb bitch, Lummi's beating you. I just got a report, Anna, and Lummi's almost there.
Is the smart car automatic, SpongeBob?
Yeah.
I have a question.
What?
Are we going to be running on, like, the same path? So is there...
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Yeah, I mean, up until you get, I mean, you're going to have
that's
your own dedicated.
That's all I need to know.
Hold on, you're going to be on your own dedicated route until you get to where he started, and then you'll run the same exact route that he's on.
Got it, yes. Okay, cool, cool. Yes.
And Blitz will have all that marked out and stuff.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start them both at the same spot. Anna's going to run a mile and a half-ish the wrong way. Stop, turn around, and come back.
Okay.
That way, everyone's at the same starting spot at the same time.
Okay.
Now, are people going to notify me, like,
yes,
I don't have to map out anything?
No. You'll know exactly where to turn around.
Actually, Blitz, if we start at channel 28, she'll run, you know, towards
north.
North.
Yeah.
Until she goes a mile and a half, which you'll have marked out.
Yep.
At that point, she'll turn around and then come back where
Correct.
She started from
Correct.
And pick up Olummi's original route.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, that'll work.
I think my money is on my boy Lummi.
Whoop, whoop.
That's my money. My money is on my boy Lummi. Because Lummi, deep down, dig for me, buddy.
Oh, I will. I'm not going to let you lose
Lummi,
that.
Don't let me down.
Nope.
Please, don't let me down.
Are we allowed to, like, bet fake money on this?
Yeah, we can bet fake money. You know what? Yeah, I'm the house.
Okay.
Yes, I'm the house. I don't know how I play the house. How do I play the
house? I don't know. You called the house. I don't know.
Blitz, what are you taking?
What are you taking? What's your money on? Who's your money? You want to put $10 on who?
So Anna has to beat him, right?
Yeah.
But you're with me, though, so you can't help her.
I mean,
I'm not about helping.
Blitz and we'll put cones out right in front of the gate, like where the finish line is.
Okay. I think it's gonna be close.
My money's on Lummy because deep down he'll dig for Daddy, won't you?
Yeah, I will dig down deep.
I don't know.
For Daddy.
I have a feeling at like mile 2 to 2.5, Lummy's gonna really be slowing down.
Lummy.
Like really slow.
Lummy, we gotta pace you. We have to pace you, buddy.
I'll start slow, go fast, then slow down.
I don't know.
He'll start slow and
I have no doubt Anna will do good and finish and all that. It's whether she beats Lummy or not.
I just don't want her to win.
I think she will.
Why? It's $100 either way.
It doesn't matter. It's not the money. It's just the whole.
But why don't you want me to win? Why do you want Lummy to win?
Because Lummy's my uppity. Because Lummy's my man.
Yeah, because you already like try to get him for 200 for.
I'm just asking questions. He could have said no, and he did say no, and it's fine.
Lummy 5K redemption with an honor kicker tomorrow.
10:30.
Then maybe next week we'll do the after we're all healed up. We can do the miles per hour on the baseball deal. We already have all the levels on that deal as well. Lummy, please, Lum.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Today during the creative meeting, we got to talk about our election show that we're doing. And I don't know who's going to want to participate in that or not, but everybody is invited. I'm going to start at 7 o'clock right after Kevin. And we're going to try to make it, like, really official. You know, like, Lummy, what are you hearing in Ohio right now?
Oh, man.
Lummy?
Ohio is leaning.
No, you
got to
put your hand. You got to put one hand to your ear.
Like,
yeah,
you're
like
getting news right now.
There you go.
Lummy, what kind of breaking news are you getting out of Cincinnati right now?
Right now, it's 52% Biden, 47% Trump, 1% someone else.
Jorgensen.
Thank you.
Bubba.
Thank you, buddy.
No problem. I
heard there's one county in Berrien Springs, Michigan that looks like it's a Democratic hotspot. What do you got up there, buddy?
I got actually Trump taking the lead there, but we have Kenosha County in Michigan that's taking the lead.
Thank you, Lummy.
Kenosha County.
So that's what we're doing on election night. We don't know how funny it's going to be, how good it's going to be, how thorough it's going to be, but we're going to try like the little Soul Train.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging out covering the election.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of both. I got rich, I'm an EV, and I just woke up to 300. Miley Cyrus again.
Rhymes revealing crimes of Southern California.
Rhymes revealing crimes. Hey, some black guy did some rap, and now he's in trouble.
Rapper is accused of writing a song bragging about orchestrating an unemployment fraud scheme. It's a crime that we've seen time and time again during this.
Hi, Chuck Henry and Carolyn Johnson.
They're only like 40 feet apart.
Couple uptight white people from the valley that are saying whatever.
Pandemic.
NBC4's Christine Kim explains why this rapper is now facing the music.
She sounds like Miley Cyrus.
this rapper's face in the music.
On a YouTube music video called EDD, 31-year-old Fontrell Baines, under his stage name Nuke Bizzle, boasting about defrauding the employment...
That's actually my stage name as well.
What?
Nuke Bizzle.
Development Department.
Seth, what you new up-and-coming rapper?
A Nuke Bizzle.
Rapping about getting rich with a stack of envelopes from them.
We first became aware of him because of the video.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Ronnie Katzenstein is a chief of the major fraud section. And
she just said if it wasn't for the video, he would have been just fine.
Yeah,
pretty much.
He and his co-schemers filed applications for unemployment benefits in names of other individuals, some of whom were identity theft victims.
According to special agents, at least 92 debit cards preloaded by California's
92.
EDD with more than $1.2 million in jobless benefits were mailed to addresses which Baines had access to.
Wow. $1.2 million?
How do you cash those? Like, how do you cash them if they're not in your name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
They can go down to Paychex Now and they just like charge you 18%, right?
Oh, is that
what
it
is? She said 92 of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$1.2 million. That means each of them got $13,300.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know what the unemployment, I don't know what they were paying. They were paying $600 a week here in Florida.
Is it California?
No, actually, it was $800.
All right, $800 a week.
I think it was $875.
What was it in California?
Probably that.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps... it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to KEEPS.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's KEEPS.com/POTUS. KEEPS.com/POTUS.